Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., which I'm sure most of you out there knows means it is once again time for SCW Radio. So without further ado, guys, we're opening up the chat room right now. If anybody out there has any questions or comments, we will address them live over the next 30 to 45 minutes, however long we deem to go here this week on SCW Radio. Guys, of course, I'm your host, Sean Van, and in addition to that chat room opening up, the studio line is open now at 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So go ahead, feel free to call in, get your questions, comments, whatever you have ready for this post best of the best edition of SCW Radio. Now, I guess it goes without saying, first things first, in SCW Radio tradition, we're going to talk about what happened at Best of the Best. But really, before we get into any of that, I have to take time and say thank you to all the fans that came out to the show. I know a lot of you guys are posting really good reviews for us on social media. We appreciate that, and we're going to continue to keep kicking ass and bringing the type of shows like Best of the Best that, as far as I understand, everyone thoroughly enjoyed. So thank you to everyone that came out, everyone that supports us. Let's talk about Best of the Best. First off, that match we talked about it last week, a match to find out who would be the final participant in the Best of the Best tournament. And in that match, we would see a triple threat match, both members of the Smooth Operators, Cat Daddy and Del Frito, being a part of that, and also making his SCW Entertainment debut, Ben Wright, who didn't exactly do much to endear himself to the SCW fans, in triple threat action. Now, there wasn't a whole lot of double-teaming, as you might assume. Del Frito and Cat Daddy pretty much going out there and saying, look, one of us is going to be the better man. And at the end of that match, Cat Daddy did defeat Del Frito to advance in the Best of the Best tournament, filling in that question mark that had been left blank for several weeks. And we knew in the first-round bracket it would be TJ versus Cat Daddy. But before we got to that, it was the unveiling, so to speak, of the brand-new SCW Heavyweight Championship belt. And despite a small interruption by Scott Pierce, which we had security take care of, yours truly unveiled the new SCW Heavyweight Championship belt. For those of you who didn't get to the show to see it, it is actually our cover photo on our Facebook page right now. Beautiful title. Go check it out. Leads us into the first match of the evening, a match definitely that had a lot of people wondering, would the show continue? TJ Boss versus Cat Daddy, first match in the Best of the Best quarterfinals, and within the first, I'd say, opening 30 seconds to a minute, top rope snaps, which a lot of times can put it into a independent wrestling show. We decided, however, after TJ Boss was able to secure the victory over TJ Boss, over Cat Daddy, we decided we'd go ahead and take a short intermission. Everyone came together, fixed the problem, the show went on, so I have to give another shout-out to everyone involved, ring crew and all the guys that helped get that rope back in place so Best of the Best could continue. Now, we go on next to the second Best of the Best quarterfinal match in which Aaron McClure would go one-on-one with James Hall. Very interesting match because it was the ex-champion, the extreme champion, taking on the internet champion to see who would go on in a tournament for the heavyweight championship. And this one had a very interesting ending. Other than this being the first time we've ever seen Aaron McClure and James Hall go one-on-one, we didn't exactly get a satisfactory outcome as we would see Anderson Strong hit the ring. Give James Hall, I'm not exactly sure what kind of stare it was, but quickly turns around and nails Aaron McClure blatantly. This gets Hall disqualified, and I'm pretty sure, and you'll see later on in the show that This is the fact. That was a direct shot, not at Aaron McClure, but James Hall. So Aaron McClure advancing in the tournament via disqualification. We move on to the next match, the third Best of the Best quarterfinal match, in a match I thought was extremely entertaining. We once again would see Dean Richards and Sean Storm step into the ring with each other, and this time, just like WrestleFest, Dean Richards would beat Sean Storm via submission in a triangle choke. The fourth and final Best of the Best quarterfinal match, we would see another rematch from Toys for Tots, Antonio Smith versus Anderson Strong. And, guys, in this one, once again, Anderson Strong would pick up the win. We would see James Hall maybe attempt to get a measure of revenge on Anderson after the match. However, Anderson cleared the ring. This didn't stop James Hall from attempting to help Antonio Smith to his feet. Apparently, he wasn't very happy to see James Hall in the ring, to say the least. Antonio Smith laying out James Hall, taking a steel chair, you know, just pretty much having a temper tantrum, destroying the chair. We're seeing a side of Antonio Smith we haven't seen before. I'll leave it at that. Antonio is pretty much, for lack of a better term, always been a very relaxed individual. That's not the kind of person we saw at Best of the Best. And I got to tell you, James Hall did not look too happy after that incident. Now, next up, we move along into the semifinals match, the first of which, TJ Balls versus Aaron McClure. Once again, to my recollection, the first time these two men have ever met in an SCW Entertainment ring. And this match was historic for more than just that reason, but after a hard-fought battle, TJ Balls becomes only the third man in SCW history to pin Aaron McClure to the mat as he advances to the finals of the Best of the Best tournament. Next, Anderson Strong and Dean Richards in another, and actually the last, Best of the Best semifinal match. And another, in my estimation, an incredible matchup. Sean Storm running in the ring, causing a distraction to Dean Richards, led to his downfall. Anderson Strong gets the win, moves on to the main event for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And we didn't let any time elapse at all. You know, both Anderson Strong and TJ Boss had pretty much been through, they've ran the gauntlet at this point. So, you know, once we get to the main event, these guys are going at it. It's for the Heavyweight Championship. The first time we had actually crowned a heavyweight champion, it's been since, what day was it? I believe it was December the 23rd, actually, when the SCW Heavyweight Championship was officially vacated, 2 days before Christmas. So, you know, we're looking at 2 months without a heavyweight champion, and it all came down to this. And, guys, another record-breaking night, and you can't take it away from him. For the fourth time, TJ Balls is the SCW Heavyweight Champion. There's never been anyone to surpass a second reign, and he just did it. Four reigns, TJ Balls the new champion, but it did not come without a price, as at the end of the event we would see Scott Pierce, Sean Storm, and even Tanner Stone run in through the front door, attack TJ Balls, curb stomp on the outside of the ring, which is concrete, with the championship belt right under his face. TJ Balls still not feeling excellent. However, I understand his condition is a little bit better, and he's actually feeling a little bit better. To be perfectly honest with you, to update a lot of people, this hasn't been made public, but we are going to press charges on Tanner Stone for what happened. It was a public venue. There's nothing with trespassing, but that was outright assault, and charges will be pressed. We're just going to go ahead and put it out there. Paperwork and everything like that's already been filed. So that's going down. Tanner Stone doesn't work here, and he's not going to interfere in our shows, cause chaos, and we're not going to handle this. This isn't something where we're going to say, oh, yeah, well, come on back and fight it out. No, we're going to press charges, and that's just the way it is. Sometimes the real world is the real world, and we're going to leave it at that. But with that, guys, TJ Balls, new SCW Heavyweight Champion, winning the Best of the Best tournament. It was an amazing event. We already thanked everyone for coming out, but one more time, thank everyone for coming out in Newberry to check us out. It was an amazing event. Now, guys, with that said, I know I got a caller or two popping up here in my queue, and we're going to get to you guys momentarily, but first and foremost, we just want to remind you how you can get in touch and keep in touch with everything that is SCW Entertainment at the following links and URLs. Of course, our official Facebook, or excuse me, our official website at scwentertainment.com. Our Facebook, you can find us at SCW Entertainment. On Twitter, you can find us at SCW Greenwood. Of course, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Right here on blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Instagram.com/, you guessed it, SCW Entertainment. And of course, south-dash
carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com, where there guys as well. Also, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment, and you can find us on Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud, and more. So feel free at any moment. Just go to Google, type in SCW Entertainment. You can't miss us. Now, guys, with that said, I do already have one caller here in my queue. So I think what we're going to do is go ahead and start getting in two callers. So, but before we do, one more time, guys, anyone else out there want to give a call? Those chat rooms are open if you'd rather do that. We'll answer any questions or comments live here on the show. And once again, that guest call-in number is 713-955-0804. There you go. We are opening up lines right now. So our first caller, 9555, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
This is one half of the SCW Tag Team Champions, Dr. Carl Hager. How you doing tonight, Mr. Van?
Well, man, I got to tell you, it was a big night at Best of the Best, a great show. I'm still feeling great from it, but we were a little. I think maybe one or two fans were a little upset that GPA wasn't there. The tag team champions weren't there.
Well, here's the thing. It's not Best of the Best because you didn't have the best tag team on that show. If you had the best tag team on that show, it would be rightly named Best of the Best. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case.
Well, I'll tell you, a guy that I'm sure you're very familiar with, Cat Daddy, he did advance in a preliminary bout to join the tournament. Things did not go his way as he would go under to TJ Boss. Since you and Cat Daddy have a bit of a history, is there anything you'd like to say about that?
No, rightfully deserved. He didn't even get past the second round. The second round, if I'm not mistaken. That was a question.
Well,
he may have gotten past the first, but if he was a champion like me and my associate, the Professor Murdoch, he would have gotten past the first, second, and third match and actually obtained the heavyweight title. But like the loser he is, he didn't get that far, now did he?
It's true, Cat Daddy did not make it very far in the tournament. However, you know, he was a part of a match that was very chaotic, to say the least. Now, as far as yourself and the Professor Murdoch, you're the SCW Tag Team Champions. You've defended those championship belts ever since you won them successfully back in October. It's been a while since we've seen you at SCW, so I guess the question has to be, what's next for GPA?
The sky's the limit. So let me put it out right now. I've already talked to my associate, the Professor Murdoch, and we came to the same conclusion. We will challenge any tag team that's out there. If they want to come to SCW and challenge for our prestige SCW tag team titles, we'll gladly give it to them. But no, they won't even become as successful when we face them. Why? Because we are mentally superior and physically superior, because we are just simply genius.
Well, I got to tell you, man, there are some rumors of some new tag teams possibly forming in the back. And a lot of the motivation that I'm hearing from this is not just to become tag team champions in just that sense. They're wanting to directly take them from GPA. There are some haters in the SCW locker room as it relates to GPA. Is there anything you'd like to speak as it relates to that?
Well, when you become as successful as GPA, you're always going to deal with haters. But we deal the way we always do. We beat them 1, 2, 3, mental and physically powerless. So they can say all they want, come to the ring, and we'll beat them 1, 2, 3.
All right, man. And you know, we've started doing something every once in a while here on SCW Radio, kind of give the individual who calls in a little bit of open air. So if there's anything that Dr. Carl Hager would like to say, if there's anything you'd like to get off your chest, now would be the time. Open air for you. Go ahead.
No, I've already spoken my piece. The matter of the fact is, we challenge any, and we do mean any. It could be from South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, ROH, WWE, but we know that they're too scared to actually come to SCW, but that's beside the point. But we challenge any tag team that's out there to face us. And when we do, they're going to become just one more notch on the W of East of GPA.
All righty now. We've got another caller here in the queue. We're going to go ahead and queue them in as well. So, guys, next caller, 5533. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah, Brandon. It's a van.
Yes.
How are you this evening? This
yeah,
is Tony.
You know
Norman.
What? I'm doing great after Best of the Best. Got a new champion. I'm happy about that.
Excuse me, sir.
I said I got a new champion. I'm very happy.
Show the other night. And
yeah.
I want to let everybody know that Tanner Stone came in through the front door. He was never escorted out. He left it on his own free will. And Tanner Stone, even I will give TJ Boss credit. He fought a great Saturday night. And I want to congratulate him on winning. But he will not be the true SCW champion until he can face Tanner Stone.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I'll put it to you like this, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, even though on the outside of the situation, I do have to disagree with you. But I personally, like I think most SCW fans, including yourself, would love to see TJ Balls versus Tanner Stone at SCW. We'd love to see it happen. The facts are this, though. Tanner Stone refuses to return in an official match. You know, he wants to run in and jump people from behind, but he refuses a one-on-one confrontation in the middle of the ring. So I'd love to see it. Tanner Stone doesn't want it, obviously.
Well, we have to see if we can work this end on that. Because I believe Tanner Stone will give SCW the best and the most prosperous year this company has ever seen. TJ Boss will see to it. Tanner Stone will be challenged. I agree. TJ Boss will challenge Tanner Stone physically, mentally, but he is not superior to Tanner Stone. Tanner Stone is the best thing SCW has going today. And I think you need to work with it. No.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Going back to December when all this happened, and I think I'm in a more of a level-headed place than I was then, despite how he chose to do his business this past Saturday. I'll tell you, you know, we made attempts. We made several attempts to get him to come back, even under the situation. It's just something he doesn't want to do. It's kind of like, you know, arguing with a stop sign at this point. He's not hearing anything. As it relates to him coming back to this company. I mean, he went around saying he was going to go to Ultra Wrestle and no-showed the event. So we're not the only company that Tanner Stone is screwing. It seems to be his M.O. these days.
Well, we are in high demand, as Mr. Stone is. Sometimes there's some scheduling conflict. I was glad to see that he did make an appearance Saturday night. I wish that he could have made it earlier. And made it in tournament and won the title straight out, like I know he can. But I believe Tanner Stone will be there before it's all said and done. And I believe by WrestleFest this year, he'll be wearing that gold too. That's my prediction. That's a long ways down the road. But I believe at WrestleFest this year, I believe Tanner Stone will be toting the gold.
That's completely up to him. You know, regardless of whatever action SCW Council wants to take against Tanner Stone for what he did, whether it be a legal action or anything of that nature, I'm not sure of. But I can tell you this, if Tanner Stone wanted to come to SCW even now, I assure you TJ Boss would make sure it happens. I think TJ wants to get his hands on Tanner perhaps more than Tanner even knows. You know, it's one of those things I'd love to see it go down.
It's a match I would love to see also, and I do want to give credit to the whole locker room and your crew. Saturday night when the rope popped, y'all did great. It was a great show. Y'all pulled it together, and I want to commend you greatly on it. The company is running strong.
Thank you very much, sir. We got a few more callers here. We're going to start taking them as well. Next caller, last four digits, 4552. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, Mr. Van. This is Chris.
Oh, God.
All right, we got another SCW fan on the line here, Mr. Chris Weidman. What's on your mind, man?
You know, what's on my mind was just a big Pearl Harbor attack Saturday with Tanner Stone, his cowardly Pearl Harbor attack on TJ Boss.
I think you and our other fan here on the line might have a disagreement on that. Although I have to say I'm on your side about that. I'm on your side, Weidman, I got to say.
Yeah, but, you know, where Scott Pierce at? Is he like chicken or something? Is he scared to get out of the ring and fight? He said, he told me on Facebook that he's not a wrestler. Well, he wrestled, I see him wrestling matches, but he needs to put his butt to the ring where his mouth is.
I got to tell you, man, I was actually shocked to see Scott show up at Best of the Best. I'd heard he was going to come. Technically, he can be there. He's still an employee, even though he's not the general manager of this company. I mean, he had the right to be there. I won't take that away from him, but I was shocked to see him, given the amount of trash he's been talking to a lot of people on social media. So, I'll give
him butt.
What's
wide up? Butt. You can't tell him to call me wide butt. That's
I'm pretty sure that's all he's
saying. That's right.
Wide load.
Bucker from that popcorn guy over Redenbacher. Hell, he is. They got a twin bro. And you know, Scott Pierce, I thought you was cool, but now you're a fool.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It must have something to do with that particular lack of skin pigment that makes people go crazy. But we'll say this. We do have another caller here. We're going to go ahead and take him as well. I want to go ahead and make sure we get our callers in before any after call comes on. So, next caller, 1746. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Well. Mr. Van.
Is this Antonio we got on the line here?
This is Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
Now, I bet you everybody.
Say that again.
Why you showed your true color Saturday night, Mr. Smith?
Well, I bet you everybody wondering what went down last show. Well, let's keep in mind that James Hall had it coming. I didn't need his help, and I would never need it at all. He stole something that was mine, but he never gave me my rematch.
Well, I guess you're wanting to call you Mr. Smith. Okay. I don't know, man. I gotta tell you. You're digging up a lot of stuff from the past here, man. I understand that's, you know, looking back in history, that's kind of where your singles career halted. And I understand that's where you're looking to go back to. But, you know, why take it out on James Hall to that degree?
Yeah, why?
Why? James Hall pretty much kept me in his shadow. You came and helped me every time I've been attacked. First of all, let's go back to Toys for Tots when T.J. Boss attacked me while I was on a stretcher with a steel chair. James Hall came and helped me. Okay. I applaud you on that. But did it get me anywhere? No. I got myself the internet title myself. Then you come out and help me again when T.J. Boss attacked me. Then you take the title from me. Then put me in a tag team division that I didn't want. But now, the bigger picture, James Hall. I don't need your help, James Hall. I hope you are listening. James Hall, I never needed your help. I fight my own battles. I fight my own war. So James Hall, just sit back and watch me be better than you.
It is pretty obvious that you've set your sights back on the internet championship. I know things didn't go quite your way in the heavyweight title tournament. I've been hearing the next event, the rumors going around is that the next event is going to be CyberSlam. Probably the show for the SCW Internet Championship. It's always main evented by the Internet Championship. Is this kind of your idea, Mr. Smith? Or are you looking to go to CyberSlam and challenge James Hall? And if so, do you know anything about the relationship that's also seemingly developing between James Hall and Anderson Strong?
Our relationship I know between them two, they used to be tag team partners. They used to be called the NNS. But that's none of my business there. My business is James Hall and James Hall only. Even though Anderson Strong is in the mix, I got to deal with him also. So at
what it is,
the next event, I have to deal with both guys to get the title. But we also remember the chair at the, you know, saw what happened after I done to it. That could have been James Hall's head. Maybe there could have been a fan. But I'm going to say this before I leave. Either put up or shut up. Because now I am Mr. Smith.
Who cares? Mr. Smith.
All right, guys.
May I interject here? Let's make
Go
it
ahead,
a three-way
man, real quick.
Dance. Let's make it a three-way dance for the belt then.
Hey, I'm down for that myself. You know,
yeah. Well, the only thing I'll tell you here, come to the show and find out. I don't care what it is. But like I said, I'm Mr. Smith. If you dress me as Antonio Smith, you will get the same thing as the chair. So have a nice day.
Well, guys, we got about 3 more minutes left in the live broadcast. So what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and give out some closing thoughts here. So we'll start with you there. If you're still on the line with us, Dr. Carl Hager, are you there? You got any closing comments for this evening?
Yes. I've listened to all this drabble long enough. No one cares about Tanner Stone. No one cares about TJ Boss. No one surely doesn't give a damn about Mr. Smith. The only thing that people should worry about and should actually give a damn about is the tag team champions, GPA, because when we get in the ring, we deliver every single time. So they can sit there and say, oh, well, they weren't there, but guess what? We're going to be there at the next show, and we challenge any tag team that's there. So if anybody's got to say anything about that, go ahead, because I'll tell you one thing. I'll smash you down before you even say it.
All right, man. Big words
going
there,
down,
by Tiger. And we'll move on to you there. Mr. Tank, I believe, is on the line here with us still. Do you got any closing comments for this evening?
The only comments is I am looking forward to CyberSlam. I believe it's going to be a great event. I have confidence GPA is a strong tag team, but I think they have some surprises in store for them. And Mr. Smith, I want to let you know, I got your back. You've been treated wrong, but tread lightly, son. You're playing with some big boys there. You're liable to get hurt, but I got your back. I'm pulling for you. That right there, I'm
going to
give it back to you, Mr.
Vance. All right, Mr. Wideman, Chris Wideman, you there with us? You got any closing thoughts you want to let us hear before the end of the broadcast?
Yeah, my closing thought is I can't wait for CyberSlam, and I pray and I hope one day that TJ Boss gets his mitts on Tanner Stone sooner in a no-holds-barred match. And two, I will strong and Antonio Smith in a cage match for a straitjacket match. The craziest match in a decade.
All right, guys. Well, there you go. There you have it. Everyone's closing thoughts. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for making Best of the Best an incredible event. And, guys, you know it just as well as I do. We're going to be back here next week, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., same time, same place, for another edition of SCW Radio. And, guys, we're going to be releasing some information about CyberSlam very soon, so you all will be very informed about when and where the next SCW event is. So until then, guys, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.